It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Shamita Basu. It's Monday morning, a new week, a new news plan here in the WNYC newsroom. Joining me now, as she does most Monday mornings, is our planning editor, Kate Hines. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Shumita.
So what are WNYC reporters going to be watching this week?
It's the last days of the Albany legislative session.
That's right, it is. Day after tomorrow, right?
Exactly. A lot has happened, but some legislation seems to be stalled. I'm thinking here of legalized adult-use recreational marijuana. Mm-hmm. Our reporter Fred Mogul is in Albany for the duration, so he won't be sleeping much between now and Wednesday, but we'll be hearing a lot from him. There are also a bunch of things closer to home we're watching. The Charter Revision Commission. Think of this as a body drafting amendments to our local constitution. It's going to be meeting this week to talk about the proposals that look like they're headed for the November ballot. Mm. They cover a lot of ground and could represent some big changes for the city. Ranked choice voting is one that really stands out. There are also proposals to reform the Civilian Complaint Review Board, which investigates public complaints against police officers.
That's right. And I know that we are a week away from a primary here in New York, so we're watching that.
Right. Polls open next Tuesday, the 25th at 6 a.m. The big race in this election, of course, is for Queens District Attorney. It's the first time Queens voters will elect a new DA in nearly 30 years, and the Democratic primary will probably be pretty decisive because there's only one Republican candidate. Reporter Beth Fertig will give us a couple of deep dives on that race this week. And for New Jersey listeners, our monthly call-in show, Ask Governor Murphy, takes place Wednesday. Start getting your questions in now. Go to askgovmurphy.org.
And also World Refugee Day is this week.
Yeah, it's a big day. And we'll be paying attention to a United Nations report that covers trends in migration and refugee patterns. So you'll hear that localized on our air. There are also events happening all around the city to mark the day, and we'll have one of them here at WNYC Thursday in our green space when we present a night of storytelling, performances, and conversations led by refugees and the organizations that represent them.
WNYC planning editor Kate Hines. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.